Hey there, and welcome to another Health Essentials podcast. I'm John Horton, your host. Worries are not in short supply these days, which explains why anxiety levels seem to be rising all around us. For some, those feelings of fear and dread can be absolutely debilitating. So let's do something about it. Various grounding techniques can help you tame anxiety. To walk us through ways to self-soothe, we asked functional medicine specialist Melissa Young to join us again. Dr. Young is one of the many experts at Cleveland Clinic who visit the podcast to share tips to better our lives. So with that, let's take a deep breath and learn how to refocus our energy to help erase those nagging worries. Dr. Young, it's so great to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I always have a lot of fun when we're together.
Feeling is mutual. So, but I got to tell you, in getting ready for this topic, I'm pretty sure that my anxiety jumped a few levels just reading about how worried everybody is in today's world. What is going on in the universe?
So, you know, it is interesting. We think about up to 25% of the population has a mental health diagnosis. And about 18% of the U.S. population has a diagnosis of an anxiety disorder. And those are the ones who've actually sought help and had diagnosis. And I just think there's so much more pressure in this day and age when we think about work and school load. I think the pandemic also really had a lot to do with ratcheting up everyone's, you know, anxiety and stress. I think social media and being on electronics, you know, so much more than we used to be is all playing a role. And perhaps just when you think about from a medical standpoint, you know, people are more sedentary. They're not moving, and movement is great for helping lower stress hormones.
Well, clearly, with everything you just said, we have a big need to bring anxiety levels down a few notches. So tell us a little bit about grounding techniques and how they might be able to help.
So, I mean, grounding is kind of interesting. It's a set of simple strategies to help with distracting people from, you know, painful or difficult emotions. They help, you know, bring us back into the present moment and, you know, perhaps also, you know, sort of help us, you know, stop the immediate negative self-talk or negative, you know, critic that, you know, so many of us, if not all of us, have to some extent in our head. So it's a type of distraction from, you know, those difficult emotions. And, you know, there are many different, or there's several different categories. There's the physical, there's the mental, there's the soothing, which we can go into. But I'd love to just take a, you know, very short detour and talk about, you know, grounding also, say, from an energetic perspective, in that I think we have, you know, as a society, moved away from nature, from the earth. You know, we're indoors all the time on electronics. We've lost, you know, kids don't go out and play as much outdoors. And, you know, there's, you know, some speculation that going out in nature, walking barefoot on the grass or sand, if you're on the beach, perhaps submerging our bodies in natural bodies of water may have a grounding effect that's more energetic. So I always like to kind of talk about that because I think it's so easy to do, but we've forgotten that connection.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the different categories. I know you brought up there are three different categories. So let's start with the physical grounding techniques, which I feel like you were kind of touching on a little bit with walking barefoot through the grass.
And I agree. I think that certainly could fit into either the physical or the soothing, for sure. There's an overlap, you know, in these different categories. But when we think about, you know, some of the physical grounding techniques, you know, clenching our fists really tight or clenching, holding onto the back of a chair really tightly is one kind of at the top of the list. Running warm or cool water, over our hands is another one. Stretching different body parts, jumping up and down, or, you know, are also, I think, very physical options that bring us into the moment. And then things like breath work as well, which we've talked about before. You know, if we're doing breath work, I think about, especially for physical grounding, thinking and noticing the movement of air in and out of the nostrils or your belly rising and falling when you're doing that breathing, to have that focus and that grounding. So those are some of the key ones that I think are ideal and pretty simple.
What's some of the benefit to the physical grounding? Like, is it something just with moving your body or involving, I guess, the parts of your body that help with that kind of soothing sort of feeling?
So I think for the physical piece of those, you know, like clenching your fists or jumping up and down, it helps bring us back into our body. I think when people are in pain or very anxious, stressed, we tend to disconnect a little bit from the physical body when we're in that fight or flight with the stress hormones, you know, flowing. And that helps bring us back into our body, back into the current moment, the moment of now, that allows us to kind of short circuit a little bit of that stress response. So, and for some people, you know, that works, you know, ideally, where for others, you know, we talk about, you know, shortly some of the mental or soothing that may work better for them.
Well, let's move over into the mental grounding techniques then. So what kind of things would fit in there?
Sure. So for mental, I think about really imagery. You know, I love, you know, people going, say, to their happy place in their mind, but thinking about looking, you know, what do you feel? What, you know, can you taste anything? Do you, so for instance, if someone loved the beach, really bringing on all the senses, the feeling of the hot sun on their face or their body, hearing the waves lapping on the shore, you know, how does the sand feel under their feet? So gathering all the parts of your sensory, you know, nervous system, again, to kind of distract us from that emotion and bring us back to the present moment. And if you're doing something like, you know, imagining yourself in your favorite place, you're going to have less, you know, production of those stress hormones.
And it sounds like the beauty of that is you can take yourself to the beach when you're sitting in your office and you're stressed, or wherever you're at, you can just kind of, you know, transport yourself to this magical spot that can help you feel a little better.
Absolutely. So you could imagine yourself, say, at the beach. You could imagine yourself even in your home with your, you know, pets. And imagery is very powerful. You know, the body doesn't know the difference between, you know, what we're imagining and what's actually happening. So we can use that to our advantage to calm the stress response rather than keep increasing the stress response, if that makes sense. Some other mental options are saying the alphabet, counting to 10 or counting backward from 10. So those are some, I think, of the primary ones for mental.
All right. Well, then that just leaves us with soothing techniques. And how are those different than the other two categories? It sounds like there might be some overlap there.
There is quite a bit of overlap, but my favorite category is soothing, because top of the list is petting our cats and dogs, or if you have other, you know, pets at home. But, you know, that's my favorite with my cat, Sophie. Very soothing. But studies have also shown that petting our animals at home does help to actually decrease cortisol, you know, that main stress hormone that's produced when we're, you know, anxious or stressed. So that's one that I love. You know, saying kind statements to yourself as if you were talking to a good friend or a child of, you know, everything is going to be okay. You know, you're safe in this moment is very soothing. Adult coloring books now, I think, are all the rage and fantastic with colored markers, colored pencils, you know, focusing on just, you know, coloring and picking your next color, you know, keeps you in the moment and, you know, distracting you from, you know, those emotions. Listening to music, I think, is a wonderful one that's on the soothing category. And there's good studies as well with music shifting us out of sympathetic fight or flight and being very calming.
Are there times when it's better to use one technique over another, or is it just kind of a matter of personal preference?
I think it's really more of a matter of personal preference. I'm always, you know, encouraging people to try different techniques because there's so many options, and really some resonate with people and less so with others. You know, if we're even looking, you know, slight digression, we're looking at meditation. There's walking meditation, sitting meditation. So Qigong, Tai Chi. So there's very different modalities for what resonates with people. And one of the things we could talk about as well is there are some of these grounding techniques called 333, 555 that, again, overlaps with what we were discussing. Would you like to talk about some of those?
Absolutely. And actually, as you know, whenever you stop by the podcast, it's kind of tradition for you to walk us through doing one of these techniques. So it sounds like this might be the perfect opportunity.
So we're going to do the 333 demonstration this afternoon, and we're going to look in our environment. So for those people, you know, listening to the podcast today, whether you're inside or outside, you know, looking around where you are, we're going to look for three things first that we can see, then three things that we can hear, and then three things that we can touch. So let's start with the three things that we can see. So I want everyone to be looking around for, you know, their own objects. But when I look around my room here, I've got lots of papers, and some are white and shiny. Some are bright orange. The bright orange paper has more thickness to it that I can see. So we're not only just searching out an object, but we're really looking for, you know, the colors, the textures, that, you know, look at those details. So I've seen my paper. I'm looking at my pen holder right now that actually is, has amazing texture to it with little holes. And I have an orange pen. I've got a yellow pen. I have a red pen. So that'll be my second. And then my third is there's a picture of an adorable dog that has shaggy red hair and is wearing a vest that has texture of black piping around its orange piece of primary vest material, and seeing also how content the dog looks in this picture and how relaxed, which is helping me as well to be more relaxed.
So it sounds like as you look around and you identify different things, it sounds like you should really take some time to absorb what you're seeing and kind of study it a little bit.
Yes. We don't want to just go pen, paper, you know, dog, coat. We want to see, you know, what's the texture? Are there different shades of color? You know, we want to engage in all of these exercises, our senses. It brings us back into, you know, the present moment, and, you know, is I think a very, you know, good distraction from what we were talking about in the beginning, the negative self-talk, the overwhelming feelings at the time. So yes, bringing in all those senses, whether it's something we're seeing or what we hear or what we're touching. So let's go to what can we hear? So I'm listening in my area. I can hear someone next door actually on their keyboard typing. I hear voices down the corridor. Someone's having a conversation. Otherwise, it's fairly quiet here, but things I think about us, you know, looking for someone playing music. Is someone's phone ringing, and is that a ringtone or music? Rain, you know, on the windows or on the roof. Really, again, engaging all those senses. And then we're going to look for three things that we can touch. And so I'm touching a paperclip. It's very smooth. It makes me want to play with moving, you know, it's very flexible. And then touching paper, very smooth, very crinkly. We can include that a little, even though that's hearing. And then I have scotch tape, and I'm feeling the stickiness of the tape. I'm feeling the plastic container and how that feels different. And I lost count. Was that two or three?
That was three. So,
okay.
And I got to tell you, I think I was lucky here. My dog Charlie is always at these podcasts, and he started in one of them a little earlier. But so as you were talking, I was leaning down and petting him, and there's definitely a relaxation that you get in doing that.
It's top of my list for sure. Absolutely.
So let me ask you this. When should someone kind of, or when can you use one of these grounding techniques? Can you do it kind of spur of the moment, or is it better to kind of set aside time to do the exercise during certain times of the day?
I think it can be done both ways. I think especially this particular grounding technique of, you know, the 333, is very helpful in an acute situation of stress or anxiety. It really helps you focus away from the sensation, away from, you know, your mind telling you you're going to have a panic attack or I'm never going to get over this. So, I mean, certainly both ways, but this one in particular, I like for more acute where, you know, with many of the other ones that we talked about, and especially some of the soothing ones, I think it's something that can be done on a regular basis to help calm the body, calm the mind. And so, you know, I just always urge people, you've done so many amazing podcasts with different, you know, modalities for, you know, helping with stress, and try them all. See what works for you. Try one, you know, in certain situation, see how that works. But the more we practice these on a regular basis, we help our autonomic nervous system, that fight or flight, you know, stress response, more easily shift into the parasympathetic, rest, digest, calm. And it takes less over time typically to get out of those, you know, situations of, you know, pain and anxiety and sadness.
Well, Dr. Young, I have to tell you, I tend to be a little more high strung, and I have used the techniques that you've talked about in these podcasts to kind of bring a little more sense of calm to my life at times. So I want to thank you for that. I guess before we kind of say our goodbyes today, is there anything else you'd like to add regarding grounding techniques?
So I just think that, you know, whether, you know, grounding and all these wonderful different areas with the physical, the mental, the soothing, you know, try them all, see what works for you. You know, use them under a stressful situation, and then also see what it feels like if you do that for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes a day or a couple times a week in shifting or downshifting, you know, for car enthusiasts, you know, the stress response over time, because we're seeing, you know, more and more people in stress on a regular basis. But these are great tools that people, you know, you don't need to buy anything. You know, you can do this on your own, that I think are very powerful and, you know, can change some people's lives really for the better.
Well, that's what we're always trying to do here, Dr. Young. And I appreciate you coming in and giving us some tools to accomplish that.
Thank you.
Anxiety can be overwhelming. That doesn't mean you can't do something about it. Consider trying one of the grounding techniques suggested by Dr. Young. It might help take your worries away. Till next time, be well.
Thank you for listening to Health Essentials, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic and Cleveland Clinic Children's. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit clevelandclinic.org/HEpodcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician.